It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Brooklyn Blackmore. Brooklyn, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, anytime. So you have a brand new song that was just released here recently called Great Minds Drink Alike. It's a fantastic song. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of how it came to be written and the story behind your new one?
Thank you so much. Yeah, this one was actually one of the songs that was written during the COVID lockdown.
Okay.
This was a title that I kind of had on my list for a little while, and I was holding on to it. And I brought it into a writer's round with Aaron Goodman and Brent Baxter. Mm-hmm. And at first, when I took this title to them, I originally was thinking it was going to be kind of a party song.
Yeah.
But once we sat all together and kind of brainstormed the idea, we came up with kind of a way cooler concept of two people drinking to kind of forget about a breakup.
Yeah.
So that kind of the Great Minds Drink Alike thing. So they end up hitting it off. And yeah, you'll have to listen to the song to hear the story.
for sure. No, it's a great tune. And again, it's interesting that it was meant to be kind of an upbeat party song, and it just took a different turn, and it's a fantastic song. And you said this one, the title was something you kind of had in the archives for a little bit. Is that kind of how it is for you mostly? Do you have kind of an archive where you have a bunch of song titles, or how does it work for you on most occasions?
That is a big tool for me. I do keep a lot of titles in my phone notes. So if I ever hear, like, passing by in conversation, somebody might say something kind of neat, or I might just think of something that I don't want to forget. So I'll write it down. And yeah, that was one that I was just kind of holding on to for a long time. So when I got to this write with Aaron and Brent, we were throwing around some titles and some ideas. And when I said that one, they kind of sparked up a little bit and they really liked it. So we went for it. And I'm really glad that we did.
Very cool. Awesome. Again, joined right now by Brooklyn Blackmore. Brooklyn, what's kind of this year looking like for you? Obviously, continuing to promote your new tune, or you can continue to songwrite, maybe playing some live shows this summer. What's kind of 2023 looking like for you?
I have a couple of very exciting things coming up in the next couple months. In February, I actually get to travel down to Cuba. I'm performing down at a resort down there.
Wow.
So that's the first for me. I'm really looking forward to kind of taking my music to a completely different area of the world. Another exciting thing, I just released a music video for Great Minds Drink Alike on Friday. So I would love it if you guys check that out. I had a local country artist join me in the video, Cameron Nickerson. He's really great. So I would check him out as well. But yeah, I'm really excited for that. I'm starting up some more songwriting to get working on the next project, but I do have some more unreleased music that I'm putting out later this year, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Very cool. So yeah, just a couple more questions before we let you go. The music video, where was that filmed, and how was that process like for you? Was it something that happened fairly quickly? Was it over a few days? How was that music video process for you?
It actually came together very fast, surprisingly. Like, once we had the general idea of what we wanted to do in a location, we got together and we filmed majority of it in 3 hours, which was insane.
Yeah.
I'm located in Halifax, Nova Scotia, so we filmed a lot of the bar scenes at a little bar called Good Robot. It's a little brewery that we have over here. And then there's some live performance shots in there as well from a place called Monty's Show Bar. So yeah, it's a lot of good footage we have in there from two different locations. And yeah, it came together really quick. I'm super happy with how it turned out.
That's awesome. Before I let you go, this song, I'm not sure if you've had an opportunity to play the song to a live audience, but if you have, how's that process been like for you? What is kind of the reaction, and what's it like kind of playing a song for the first time, this one, and how was playing this one live?
I've played it a couple times live now, and it has gotten quite a nice reaction, which has been awesome. The first time I played it live was at Nova Scotia Music Week back in November, and that was with a full band, so that was really exciting for me to kind of come out with a bang with that one. But since then, I've kind of played it here and there at little songwriting gigs that I've done, and the last time I played it, someone actually bought me a bourbon on ice, so that was kind of funny.
I love it.
And a little secret about me, I actually don't like that drink that much. So I just suffered through it. But I like whiskey, though. I am a whiskey girl.
The thought's in the right place, though. I appreciate
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like, at least you're listening to me.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. That's super cool. And it's, again, it's a great song, and I know everyone's going to love this one. Brooklyn, it's been great catching up. I really appreciate you taking some time to chat here today. And, again, loving the sound of the new tune. We're looking forward to what's on the way, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you so much, Matt.